Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Colonization of the moon is not a new idea. Even before man walked there, scientists had dreamed of ways of making it possible to live there. Back in 1954, science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke published designs for a lunar base. His idea was for igloo-shaped structures. Nuclear power, he imagined, would fuel the station. By 1959, Project Horizon was launched. It was the U.S. Army's plan to build a missile outpost on the moon by 1966.
Imagining life on the moon really took off in the 60s, thanks in large part to President Kennedy's speech of May 25th, 1961, and then the lunar landing. And it's been in our consciousness ever since.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
Concentration mode.
Ignition sequence start. We should see fire. 4, 3, 2.
Everyone's gone to the moon.
We're home.
4:13 is in.
Man on the moon.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch. Roger, Neil.
Giant steps are what you take, walking on the moon.
Here, men from the planet Earth, first step foot upon the moon, July 1969.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there.
Well, Ernie may not be convinced, but NASA would like to change his mind.
Have you ever considered living on the moon? The 1986 National Commission on Space wrote that the solar system is humanity's extended home. You could be a pioneer who begins the settlement of the moon and the planets. Right now,
that's part of a
NASA
promotional video from NASA. Outside NASA, settlers, though, even among those who've been dreaming of colonizing space, it was hard to find much enthusiasm today.
We're trying to do this on a shoestring, so that's disappointing. I am also not on the bandwagon to a South Polar location.
That's Peter Koch. He's president of the Moon Society, and he thinks the moon base should be more centrally located. Earlier this year, his group held a moon base simulation exercise, complete with spacesuits, in Utah. It was the Mars Society that actually built that base. They've been using the Mars Desert Research Station space since 2002. Robert Zubrin is an astronautical engineer, and he's president of the Mars Society.
You give it a try, you see what works, what doesn't. NASA, with its current moon base, is saying they're going to go to the moon to practice for Mars, and that is an entirely valid thing to do. But I think we can actually learn a great deal even before we go to the moon by practicing these missions in the Arctic and the desert.
So would you say that the moon base is a necessary step that NASA should be taking, and they're doing the right thing?
Yeah, okay, that's a complicated question, because if I were king, we would not be building a moon base. We'd be launching a program to send humans to Mars in 10 years.
Wow.
From a technological point of view, we're much closer today to being able to send humans to Mars than we were to being able to send men to the moon in 1961, and we were there 8 years later. And while I think it's great that NASA finally has a goal, they've gone for about the past 30 years without any goal at all, and basically in programmatic drift. If we compare this program to the one that Kennedy launched in 61, they're talking about getting back to the moon in twice the time that it took to get there the first time. While, of course, a certain number of people are going to be inspired by this, a certain number of young people, it's not going to be like it was in the 60s. I don't think you can inspire the youth of today with the goal of repeating something that their grandparents' generation did. What we need to do is the analogous feat for our generation is to go much further than the moon, to go to Mars. And that, of course, is really where the science is, it's where the challenge is, it's where the future is.
It sounds like you're saying this whole idea of a permanent moon base is just so 20th century.
Well, you know, NASA had plans to have a permanent moon base in the mid-1970s. If Apollo had not been cut short by Nixon, we would have had a permanent moon base by 1975. You know, Mike Griffin has called the current program Apollo on steroids. I think that's a totally accurate term. They've given Apollo some drugs and brought it back to life.
Beyond proving that it's possible, if humans do go to Mars, what would you want to see? What's the goal for you of that exploration?
Initially, the goal is scientific. Mars is the Rosetta Stone for letting us know whether life is something that is specific to the Earth or a general phenomenon in the universe. Mars, like Earth, once had oceans. It was much liquid water on the surface of Mars. If the theory is true that life emerges from chemistry wherever you have the right conditions and sufficient time, then life should have appeared on Mars. And if life did appear on Mars, if it appeared in two out of two places, it means life is everywhere in the universe. On the other hand, if we go to Mars and find out, yeah, there was water here, there were rivers, here's a dried up lake, but there was no evidence of progress for life, then that could mean that the development of life on Earth was something exceptional, involved an element of miracle or chance or whatever you might say, and we could be completely alone. This is something that has puzzled thinking men and women for thousands of years. We can find it out by going to Mars. Then beyond that, there's the question of the human future. Mars, unlike the Moon, really has the resources for human settlement. All the key elements needed for life, and I might add also for industry, are present on Mars. If we can go to Mars and learn how to live there, then humanity can become a spacefaring species with an open future and an open frontier before it.
Well, Dr. Zubrin, thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Robert Zubrin is president of the Mars Society. He also runs an aerospace firm called Pioneer Astronautics. His book is titled The Case for Mars.